Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our cavalry's a deep weave.
I stand Fulkenberg bringing this back. This song's called The Nexus, one of the best he ever did. It's from his Innocent Age album, which is awesome. 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with John Horvath, author of Return to Order. John, thanks again for being here. John is a member of the Society of Christian Economists and National Association of Scholars. Hey, John, one of the things I want you to talk to us about is the unintended consequences, the implications of all of this shutdown. I've been pointing out in my writing and in my work here that we have two problems that we're dealing with right now. One is a medical situation, which is ugly. That the COVID-19 is a hateful disease, no question about it. Mm-hmm. And number two, the response to it, what I've been pointing out is that we've crossed over the Rubicon now. We've crossed the line, in my opinion, at least in America, to where the disease is not as dangerous to us as the response is now to us. And is creating, the response is creating unintended consequences that could take years, if not a generation, to recover from, and some families will never recover from it. What do you think?
Definitely. I mean, it is that way. Our system is a complex system. It's not just something a mom and pop thing that just pops up and pops down. You have a whole line, supply chains. You have credit lines. You have all sorts of interconnections that you mess with that, you can bring the whole system down. I'm just aghast at what I've seen, because this should never happen. It doesn't have to happen. It could have been done in a way which both health and wealth could have been safeguarded.
One of the things someone said once, and I've got to find the name of the guy. I've seen it, but I never remember it. He's a sports writer, as I remember. He said, "Adversity doesn't create character; it reveals it." But it also reveals the lack of character. And when we see what some of the governors have done, like Cuomo in New York, and the guy in Illinois, and the lady in Michigan. And people like that, their lack of character, their lack of behavior, the way the mayor of Chicago wouldn't let anybody else get their hair done, but she got her hair done. In what universe, John, do those people have the right to claim some of these controls that they're trying to impose? Where do they get that? What constitution is that coming from?
Right, it's definitely not a medical thing that they're based on. It's political, I think.
And power.
And it largely,
the demagogues.
They are using a political model, and they're taking advantage of a crisis to institute their own models and of government being the dominant power and. Creating a dependence on government because that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Do you see this ever? You see America citizens ever allowing this to happen again? When the bill is tallied as much as it can be on this, won't one of the good things about this? I'm trying to look for silver linings. Won't one of them be that? We'll be able to say, no, we're never going to return to that again. What do you think?
Well, I would hope so. Yeah, I definitely hope so. I see a lot of reactions. I like to see those reactions. It depends on us, basically. If we don't do what we're supposed to do, or if we don't, say, look, we need to reopen, I think, we will we will face even worse times. But if we keep going, if we, you know, I hear a lot of voices. But I think we need to hear more.
Well, you know, one of the things that I know sarcasm is a low form of wit, but it's so much fun, and I'm so good at it. I just can't stop, John. But, one of the things I've been pointing out is, who came up with 6 feet?
Right, yeah.
I mean, what if we find out a year from now it should have been 7 feet?
Mm.
Who comes up with that number? You know what I mean? And
right.
And there are people that, did you see the dog robot that's going around in the community somewhere, I think in California, walking around in a park and notifying people that if they're not 6 feet apart, that they should be 6 feet apart? I mean, George Orwell is turning over in his grave right now, John.
Right, yeah, and the drones and all the apps that they're putting up, you know, all these kind of things. I mean, it's, it's just crazy, absolutely crazy.
Well, and now you have Apple and Google who are willing to help the government control us. They've offered those servers. You know about that, right? I mean, we have to stop this, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's unreasonable, and it is, it's not medical.
That's a really important point right there, folks. Ask yourself about the response that we're dealing with right now. Whenever someone says to you, you have to close, you can't open up or whatever, ask them, show me the medical basis for that. And then unlock your door. That's what I'm doing. Quick break. 10 till right back with John Horvat. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.